Hello and welcome to the Grove. Today we'll be looking at Skarner, the primordial sovereign. The ancient, colossal Brackern Skarner is revered in Ishtal as one of the founding members of its ruling caste, the Yuntal. Devoted to keeping his nation safe from the rest of the world, Skarner dwells in a chamber beneath Ishtal Khan, where he can hear the vibrations of the earth and detect potential threats. As more members of the Yuntal begin questioning Ishtal's self-isolation, Skarner grows increasingly paranoid and will do anything to keep Ishtal and its people safe, no matter the cost. Skarner is a champion of Ishtal. Renowned for its mastery of elemental magic, Ishtal was one of the first independent nations to join the Shoriman Empire. In truth, Ishtali culture is much older. Part of the great westward diaspora that gave rise to civilizations including the Buhru, Magnificent Helia, and the Aspects of Targon, and it is likely they played a significant role in the creation of the First Ascended. But the mages of Ishtal survived the Void, and later the Darken, by distancing themselves from their neighbors, drawing the wilderness around them like a shield. While much had already been lost, they were committed to the preservation of what little remained. Now, secluded deep in the jungle for thousands of years, the sophisticated arcology city of Ishtal Khan remains mostly free of outside influence. Having witnessed from afar the ruination of the Blessed Isles and the Rune Wars that followed, the Ishtali view all the other factions of Runeterra as upstarts and pretenders, and use their powerful magic to keep any intruders at bay. All Ishtali grow up hearing the name Skarner, the ancient protector of Ishtal. The Brackern who shaped the earth itself and built the first arcologies. His visage is painted in reliefs and immortalized in the annals of Ishtal's history, a myth still honored and revered. But deep beneath the cardinal arcology of Ishtal Khan is the chamber where Skarner dwells. There, he listens to the vibrations of the earth above him, listens, and waits. Skarner's myth began millennia ago. Born to the Brackern clan Opalhen, he was a progeny of the legendary broodmother Nishali. While the other Bracklings in his brood left the safety of Nishali's back, Skarner chose to linger, his unease and curiosity driving him to study her power and wisdom. Observation soon evolved into ingenuity. Unlike his broodmates, Skarner honed the Brackern's innate control of Earth and perfected the art of reading underground vibrational patterns, allowing him to sense and decipher faraway movements. When Skarner was older, it was through these vibrations that he detected a dramatic shift in the continent, marked by the arrival of settlers from the east. Clan Opalhen did not trust these newcomers, but Skarner's curiosity could not be suppressed. He needed to know what made them tick. He surveyed these Ishtali people. They were born, they toiled, they died. There one second and gone the next. However, through his observations, Skarner saw that they used what limited time they had to build, create, and invent. Their existence fascinated him, until he discovered just how fragile they truly were. When a nearby rock slide threatened to destroy the burgeoning Ishtali settlement, Skarner, wanting to preserve the subjects of his observation, intervened. Emerging from the jungle, he towered over the people and used his physical strength and command of the earth to pulverize the rockslide before it could touch the village. As the dust cleared, the Ishtali gazed upon the savior in awestruck reverence and gratitude. With Skarner, a protectiveness began to stir. These fragile beings could not survive without him. He no longer observed the Ishtali from afar, and so he became more involved with them. Skarner spent less time with his clan. The humans became his permanent project, and their nation, his new home. The relationship he formed with the early Ishtali was one of exchange. The Ishtali shared their culture and history, and Skarner used his earthen prowess to help build the cardinal arcology of Ishtal Khan, where the planet's lines of power connected. But Skarner's greatest contribution was as a founding member of the civilization's ruling caste. Combining Ishtali's scientific mindset and the collectivist culture of the Brackern, the Yuntal's goal was to lead its people into a bright future. So it was, through Skarner's protection, that Ishtal flourished. Outside of Ishtal, the Shoriman Empire extended its reach, and Skarner watched as Ascendant stormed the continent. His belief in the resourcefulness of mortals was shattered as he saw the darker side of humanity. Corruption, driven by a lust for power. Skarner could sense the building tension in Shurima. He was vocal about his distrust, but when the Shuriman Empire invited Ishtal to form an alliance, the Yuntal eagerly accepted. With the Akathian Rebellion, he was vindicated, but at the cost of many lives. By the time the Shuriman Empire collapsed and Ishtal regained its independence, Skarner had nothing but disgust left for the world outside their jungle. A wasteland of pain and suffering. A wasteland made even worse by the Rune Wars. Witnessing such destruction, Skarner finally convinced the Yuntal to withdraw from the world, shielding their lands with magic and lies to hide themselves away. But his faith in the Yuntal was shaken. Where they'd failed to keep the Ishtali safe, Skarner would not. Now knowing that only he could protect the Ishtali, Skarner constructed himself an underground chamber below Ishtal Khan, designed to amplify the vibrational threats across the continent. Every thrum spoke to another threat to Ishtal's safety, but he could also hear the steady noise of Ishtal above him, proof that, through his sovereignty, the city continued to survive. There, he listened and waited. Deep, deep beneath the dark earth, his paranoia festered until, over time, vigilance gave way to seclusion, and he ceased leaving his chamber altogether. To the Ishtali above ground, Skarner slowly faded from memory into myth, his presence known only by the Yuntal who traveled underground to confer with him about Ishtal's future. Now, as new generations of elemental masters join the Yuntal, discussions have begun about the possibility of rejoining the world once more. Skarner hears these whispers, which spur his paranoia, as he knows that opening the door will invite pain, suffering, and death like it did generations ago. The only one Skarner can trust is himself, and he'll do anything to protect Ishtal and its people, even if that means becoming the root of their destruction. Himself.
I am Skarner of Clan Opaline, progeny of Broodmother Nishale, and I will be your undoing.